The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Manisha, you've traveled for business a lot in your career. How often do you choose to extend the trip to a leisure trip?
Very rarely, but I would love to, because why not? If you're traveling to some far-flung place, yeah, why not be able to get out and see the place? The number of times that you've gone somewhere to a really interesting city or a really interesting country and you've literally been in a conference room the entire time, yeah, and not been able to see anything else. It's a bit of a shame, really.
I was in New York. Oh, what'd you see? A conference room?
Yeah.
Well, according to a recent survey by Great Hotels of the World, apparently 75% of respondents have extended their business trips for leisure purposes in the past year. In most cases, multiple times. So definitely an increasing trend.
Yeah, well, good for those 75% of people. It's a significant jump, isn't it, from 2017? This is where, according to SAP Concur, 56% of travellers extended their business trips into leisure time. So someone's doing something right.
And it looks like business plus leisure travel is no longer a trend, but a large part of a business travel routine that, well, it could be here to stay.
Yeah, multitasking travellers are expecting many things from their choice of accommodation, from a prime location that is equally close to the business, shopping and cultural districts, to offering a variety of amenities and venues that suit both their professional and personal needs.
Then comes the question, what can hotels do to attract this sort of brand of travellers? And how do you make them not just stay, but keep coming back to that same hotel? Well, in the studio with us this morning to help us out with those questions and more is Nick Chessman, hotel manager at Yotel Air Singapore Changi Airport. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the Yotel Hotel Group. We were talking off air earlier. I know there is one in Orchard Road. Tell me more about the group. You're from the one at Jewel.
Yes, that's right. So Yotel as a hotel group,
sure.
In Asia Pacific, we just have the two properties in Singapore, Orchard Road and Jewel Changi Airport. The rest are in Europe and North America. And within Yotel as a group, we have three different brands. So there are the Yotel City Center properties, and then the other large part is Yotel Air, which are airport properties inspired by first-class travel. Perhaps the rooms are a little bit more compact than in city center properties, but by the first-class cabin on a plane, they have everything that you need, nothing that you don't. Always in very good locations within the airport terminals, you know, for convenient for travelers who are coming and going.
Okay, so let's drill that down a little bit more and ask you for some specifics. So, you know, Yotel Air, like you're saying, it's an airport hotel. That's what most people would call it. How is it different to a normal hotel? Do you offer fewer services? What about the demographics? Who actually stays there and how long do they tend to stay?
If you traditionally think of a city hotel, they have a lot of facilities, several different restaurants, outlets and so on, maybe a spa. If you think of an airport hotel, traditionally, they're not really places people want to stay, right? They stay because they have to.
Okay.
You know, for convenience. A little uninspiring, a little bit boring. That's the kind of image that most airport hotels have. At Yotel Air, we're completely flipping that around and saying, okay, you know, we're located in airports, but that doesn't mean we should be boring. You know, we have exciting, inspiring designs. For here in Singapore in particular, we don't have a restaurant within the hotel because we've got such a great location within Jewel. You know, there's 150, 200 yeah, places to eat. You know, we would rather our guests go out and explore. And, you know, in terms of how long people are staying, our average length of stay is one night. But if you really drill it down, it's maybe 10 to 12 hours.
Right.
So one of the things that we can offer as well, which is very different from other hotels, we're very flexible with timings. We have guests staying with us from a minimum of 4 hours. So it doesn't have to be overnight. You know, if you have an early flight in the morning or you're coming off a late flight at night, then sure, we have the overnight option available.
Mm.
But if you're transiting, maybe you have 6 or 7 hours between flights. You're a bit tired, you know. We have rooms available. We will offer you a room just to come, take a nap, shower, maybe go get something to eat or go see the Canopy Park, the Rain Vortex in Jewel, then carry on, you know, with your journey.
So it's like a mini holiday during your transit. That's not too bad.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Air travel in this part of the world is increasing. There's new routes, you know, opening all the time. People are booking maybe tickets separately on two different airlines. So you see a large number of people who have quite long layovers, plus, you know, delayed flights, misconnections, they happen as well.
Sure. I see the practical side of things, but I was curious because you did mention the rooms are a bit smaller. I mean, what's the size you're looking at?
So our cabins, as we call our rooms, they are 10 square meters.
Okay.
So they are small, but they're very intelligently designed. Within that space, we have a queen-size bed, a full bathroom with a power shower. We have a fold-away writing desk. Mm. So we're still providing, you know, what business travelers, leisure travelers, you know, what everybody needs. If, you know, for example, a business traveler is working, as I say, we have the desk. We have super fast Wi-Fi throughout the hotel. Mm. But we also have community, our lounge, which is something of a co-working space. It's open 24 hours a day. You know, we have hot drinks, cold drinks available all day long. And you see people there working at different times of day, you know.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to bump into in like community lounges like that. So let's talk a little bit more about, you know, location and it being dual, which has been in the news this week because a very prominent Qatari has been claiming that they had the design first, but that's a whole different story. When did you guys open there? And I mean, just tell us a bit about, I mean, it's been really exciting to have been connected with such a greatly talked about project, and obviously Jewel in itself attracts a lot of people, and I'm sure that must be good for you too.
Yes, no, you're quite right, Nisha. So we opened at the same time as Jewel, so back in April, and it's such a fantastic location for us. It's such a privilege for us to be in there. Not only are we at the airport, you know, easy connectivity to all the terminals, Expo, Changi Business Park, but we're within Jewel, which has become this like new icon for Singapore. You know, travelers are coming and we really see a trend of people coming to the airport a day early, maybe a day before their mm-hmm. departure flight, and staying with us just so that they have the chance to explore Jewel.
Really?
It oh. does happen. It does happen, yeah. You could spend the, you know, the whole day there without having to go outside, and yet you're at the airport.
For the function that Yotel Air provides, Nick, I have two questions. One, does the thing like peak season apply, or peak period, does that apply? And two, can you please explain this service where I can just go there and take a shower and not stay?
Sure. So we don't really have a peak season and a low season. Singapore in general is busy the whole year.
Okay.
If you look at visitor arrivals in 2018, they were up by 6.2%, according to STB. So we're really busy, healthy numbers throughout mm-hmm. the year. Mm-hmm. But as you say, right, flexibility is something that we need to provide to travelers, and it's something that I think a lot of hotels don't, particularly airport hotels.
Yeah.
So we have shower cabins available. What that means is if there's somebody who they don't want to stay overnight, or they don't need a place to rest for a few hours, maybe been in meetings all day in town, going on to a long flight tonight, but want to freshen up and change. So we also have shower cabins available that they can come and use just for an hour, maybe work out for half an hour, you know, so you're feeling good before you get onto your flight, work out for half an hour, have a shower, have a drink, work in the lounge for a while. So we're a little bit different in the sense that you don't have to stay overnight with us or stay, you know, in a room with us.
Very interesting. Sometimes shopping in Jewel can be like running a marathon. Can go and take a shower there.
Yeah.
You have been in the hospitality industry for a really long time. It must be quite different, you know, working in what I would call a very practical hotel compared with your previous appointments, if you could run them through us.
Yes, I started in the hotel industry, actually in Japan, which was probably the best place to be trained in service.
Yeah.
You know, the service levels there are so good.
Yeah, special there.
And I was working for Four Seasons. I worked there. I transferred to London. Then I came to Singapore with Four Seasons. I've worked with Shangri-La in the Maldives in a resort. So Yotel Air is a very different kind of property. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, much shorter stays than, you know, most city hotels or resorts. But I think for someone from my background, it's a great move because, you know, despite the fact that people are staying for a shorter length of time, it's a hotel that people go to, you know, usually at the beginning or the end of trip. We should never forget that at the core of the hotel industry, no matter what type of hotel it is hospitality and service. And that is something that hoteliers, you know, owners and operators should never forget.
So you're really well placed to talk about some of the trends that we've seen in the industry then over the last decade or so. Two things really that strike me that I'm quite curious about is, you know, earlier we were talking about how, you know, you might go on a business trip and you might find that you don't exit the conference room, and your hotel room could be the same room no matter where in the world you are. That seems to be changing. There's sort of a more boutique-y sort of concept that's anchored in the place where you're staying, or, you know, the city where you're staying, but also Airbnb. And I'm sure, you know, when this disruptor came along, and we talked in the show about Airbnb being worth maybe in an IPO next year or listing $35 billion, which just underlines how valuable this sector is.
I mean, as you say, it's if we look back over the last 10, 20 years, hotels used to be maybe a little bit more formal, a little bit more rigid. But as travelers' needs and wants have changed, you know, we've seen the rise of more intimate boutique properties, lifestyle hotels where the atmosphere is a bit more relaxed and easygoing, you know, without compromising on service and things. And the rise of, I'm not a fan of the word, but bleisure, business travelers.
Right.
The blurring of line between business and leisure travelers.
Okay.
You know, you were mentioning earlier, adding on 75% of people are adding on a few days of personal time. So hotels have had to adapt to that, you know.
Right.
You can't just be the same boring, identical hotel room anywhere in the world. You know, and as for Airbnb, I think it's a good thing for the industry. It keeps us on our toes, right? We need to be able to adapt. And, you know, we're different niches within the same market. So maybe not necessarily direct competitors.
So Manisha mentioned one disruptor in Airbnb. I'm going to hit you with another curveball. Hashtag flight shame. How people talk about climate change, and I think in some parts of the world, they're foregoing taking planes altogether. Now, Yotel Air being located in an airport, being a bit of a transit hotel in that sense, do you see a dent in the travel industry because of this climate change trend?
To be honest, in this part of the world, not really. You know, the demand for travel in Asia Pacific is just increasing.
Yeah.
I was at a conference yesterday where one of the speakers was saying that, you know, Singapore is within 5-6 hours flight time of China, India, Indonesia, you know, three of the most populous countries where passport ownership is still maybe in single digits or low double digits.
Okay.
So there's just going to be a huge growth in this part of the world. Plus, not just being a regional travel hub, Singapore is a global travel hub. Business travelers come here, worldwide conferences are held here.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been any slowdown at all in Singapore.
Now, I know you don't like the word necessarily, but there has been this increase in bleisure. This is amazing. There has been this increase in this concept, you know, fusing business and leisure travel together. So what are some of the strategies that you've had to think about adopting to take advantage of that and keep up with it as well? Because it does require some degree of innovation to keep up with the trend.
Yes. So one thing is flexibility, you know, being able to stay for the length of time that you really need to stay, be it 1, 2, 3 nights or be it a short, you know, couple of hours. Use of technology. For example, we have self-check-in kiosks. So people can come and check in on their own if they like to. Our staff is still there to assist if they prefer a more regular interaction. But, you know, sometimes if you're coming off a long flight, you've been on the plane for 12 hours, you're just like, I don't want to speak to anybody. Just get me my key. I want to go to the hotel room. So, you know, we accommodate that as well. We also have 2 robot butlers.
Robots?
Yes.
Robot the same butlers. One as the ones at the branch in Orchard, right?
That's right. Very similar to the ones in Orchard Road. So they help us with largely with our housekeeping, delivering amenities to the room.
Okay.
But, you know, as I say, we can't move away from the core of human service, but also providing, you know, we have very comfortable smart beds, providing fast Wi-Fi, power shower, the things that are at the core of every hotel.
One of the things I'm curious about is Singapore Airlines has reinstigated this 19-hour flight. I think it's 19-hour flight direct from Singapore to New Jersey. And in fact, our dear colleague Rianne has just done this journey. Do you think that having these long-haul flights will, you know, impact your business and make it more attractive to come to Singapore and stay in a hotel like yours with those big transitions on the long hauls?
Absolutely, yes. It makes travel a little bit faster. We're even more connected than before. But at the same time, if you are coming off a flight that lasts 19 hours, you must just feel terrible.
Yeah.
You know, and we are immediately there. We're a place that you can come and rest and relax. One of the features about Yotel Air is that our cabins actually don't have windows, which may sound strange, right? A hotel without windows. But because of our location and because of the nature of a lot of our guests, you know, are coming at all times of day and night, a lot of them are jet lagged. They need to sleep during the daylight hours. So we're able to provide that complete blackout within the room.
Did you work with psychologists to sort of come up with that design? Who did your designers consult with? How did that work?
That actually is common across all of the Yotel Airs.
Right, okay.
In Europe as well. And that's how the concept has been right from the start. If you really think about it, it's kind of like, oh yeah, it makes sense, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know where I'm going for a power shower. Nick Cheeseman, hotel manager, Yotel Air, Singapore Changi Airport, our guest this morning. Nick, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.